Track 18, Songs of the Sea. Folk singer Sam Lana had a reputation which stretched far from his Winterton home. Andrew Millam looks at his life.
Imagine waking on a 19th century fishing boat, rigged fore and aft, with your crewmates asleep below deck. It's your turn on watch, so you emerge in the small hours to a clear, bitter sky and sea spray which intensifies the cold. The stars are witness to your absolute isolation, and the rhythmic lapping of the waves tries incessantly to lull you back to sleep. There's no smartphone to entertain you, and no alarm clock to wake you either. You resort to the one thing that keeps you lively: song. Sam Lana, born in 1878, who died in 1965, was a lifelong fisherman and traditional folk singer from Winterton. He said that men often sung at sea to raise morale and to keep in time when hauling in heavy nets. A shimmer of herring would glisten in the nets, and the chorus of "Windy Old Weather" would ring out. Music made such harsh work that bit more tolerable. "Windy old weather, stormy old weather, when the wind blows we'll all pull together." Fishing was in Sam's blood and an almost inevitable occupation. His father fished, and 300 of the 800 Winterton residents at that time were fishermen when he was a lad. Yet fishing was not Sam's first love. It was traditional folk songs. From an early age, he learned songs and shanties from his grandfather and others in the pub, and earned pennies by singing them to visiting coach parties. Of course, this was not enough to sustain a growing boy, so he first went to sea at the age of 13, becoming a cabin boy on a sailing lugger. 20 long weeks were spent in the North Sea, all for £5. As Sam put it, he was poor as church mice. A life at sea also helped him to stay out of mischief, as he noted in later life. "Why, for me and my brothers, it was either the sea or jail." That's not to say that life as a cabin boy could not be equally treacherous. As the youngest and lowest ranked crew member, treatment may not always have been kind, and he would have had to climb the rigging to trim the sails or stow the topsail. In 1894, Sam signed on as a deckhand on the Snowflake, another sailing craft. This role demands a little more respect, because it's usually only offered to seamen with over 2 years' experience at sea and well acquainted with their duty. It involves standing watch and operating deck machinery such as the windlass. As a fisherman, Sam continued to learn songs, which his young mind soaked up like a sponge, and he soon began to frequent singing sessions in pubs and in fishing ports all over Britain. One of my favourites is called "The Smacksman," which begins, "Once I was a schoolboy, I stayed at home with ease. Now I am a smacksman and I plough the raging seas. I thought I'd like seafaring life, but very soon I found it was not all plain sailing boys when out on a fishing ground." By 1899, the winds of change were blowing and the ships were increasingly being fitted with engines, marking the beginning of the end for commercial sailing. In this same year, Sam began working on steam trawlers. When interviewed at home in 1964, he recalls that they used to sail down to the Shetlands, then up as far as the Shields, then have a touch at Scarborough, then down to Grimsby for the home fishing up Christmas. In 1907, he won a Shetland Islands singing competition, recalling in later years, "I got the most encore of the whole lot. They wouldn't let me sit down. I had to sing them another song." During the First World War, Sam was in the Royal Navy and used his maritime experience for his country. His extensive real-life experience must have been indispensable, and I can imagine how reassuring it would have been for a new sailor to share a vessel with him. In one record, he reels off, with ease, several rhymes which were used to help young fishermen remember key navigational details, such as, "First the dudgeon, then the spurn, Flamborough Head next comes on turn, Scarborough Castle standing high, Whitby Rocks lay northerly, Sunderland lay in a bright, canny old Shields afore dark that night." Such characters are rare these days, and his playful personality and kindness shine through in his records. For his repertoire of over 60 traditional songs, he became a cornerstone of the 1950s and 60s folk revival. Martin Carthy, a folk music icon, recently described meeting Sam in 1958 at the Ballads and Blues Folk Club. Song collector Ewan McColl was excited about showing the entire club his favourite English singer, the great Yarmouth fisherman called Sam Lana, pushing 80 at the time. Martin was completely awestruck and called it a key meeting in his life. Martin recalls that Sam really knew how to play an audience, and a couple of verses into one song, he knew that a rude line was coming up and said with a wry smile, "Need I go on?" getting a laugh. Sam created three amazing records before he died in 1965 in Great Yarmouth, leaving only £857. Not that this would have bothered him. It was never about the fame and money, but the friendship and passion for Britain's centuries-old song tradition. Ewan McColl was so struck by Sam that he based one of his most popular songs on him, called The Bonny Shoals of Herring, which describes a fisherman's progress from cabin boy to deckhand.
It was a fine and a pleasant day. Out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger, for to go and hunt the shoals of herring. Oh, the work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment, sure, it took some bearing. There was little kindness, and the kicks were many, as we hunted for the shoals of herring. Oh, we fished the sward and the broken bank. I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on my feet and I dream about the shoals of herring. Well, we left the home grounds in the month of June, and to Canny Shields we soon was bearing, with 100 crown of the silver darlings that we take.
Through old voice recordings taken of coastal and country characters, it becomes possible to sit in a room in the mid-20th century for a moment, removed from the world. You tune into the setting, noticing a clock faintly ticking in the background, reminiscent of time long past, but not lost entirely. In Sam's songs rings the memory of tall waves and burgundy sails luffing in a distant but altogether familiar wind. We get the chance to run aground on these moments, letting our imaginations run wild and learning from lifetimes of wisdom on offer. The recordings remind me of how fortunate men like Sam were to live such full lives, and how important it is today not to be overwhelmed by technology and the inexhaustible library of information it provides. This message is especially important for younger generations. And young people have, in fact, triggered a recent sea shanty resurgence, with a 19th century whaling ballad called The Wellerman hitting number one in the 2021 UK singles chart. This demonstrates the incredible ability of folk songs to reach down through the generations. May the songs and men like Sam continue to educate us about the past and to guide our future.